church.
Send a little love to our reverend, because in spite of it all, she shows up, shows out. You know, I was thinking after I got her call yesterday morning, and I said to myself, God has got one heck of a sense of humor. You know what I mean? And this is the truth. I don't lie. I sometimes embellish. But I don't lie. And I have the text message to prove it. Thursday, a week ago, I work for a hotel, so our schedule comes out a week ahead of time. And in order for me to be able to come to church when I work on Sundays, I have to work in the afternoon. So I embellished a little bit a week ago Thursday, a week ago, mind you, to my manager, and I said, Miss Keisha, if you need for me to work on Sunday, could you please schedule me for the afternoon because I am speaking at church? Here's my hand to God. Sometimes you have to manipulate certain things in order to come to church. Really. And I'm gonna prove it. I'll prove it to any one of you. Sometimes you have to be mindful of when the universe is talking to you. And so, since it was God talking to me, it can't be a lie. Right? So, when she called me yesterday morning, because I was in church last Sunday and I could hear her voice. Now, in all the traveling that she mentioned, she didn't mention that she was in two different time zones and one different continent. So I don't care how old you are, how young you are, that has an effect on your equilibrium, all of that. So I'm glad she finally had to go to the lowdown in order to recognize that she had to do something to take care of herself. But we love her. And we're going to do what we need for her. Now, the first time I came, I stood in this, well, on A Street, in the pulpit was in September of 2005. Can you believe 15 years ago? I'm like, whoa, just like when she said, time change next week. It's like, what is going on? We are going through such an incredible surge of time and energy on this planet right now that we have to recognize that Charles and Myrtle Fillmore started a movement so that we would be ready for a time like this. Okay, so as I was thinking about what to talk about, I went back to the sermon that she did for us last Sunday. So I want you to say this with me and remember, I'm holding on to my power. I'm holding on to my peace. Say it again. I'm holding my power. I'm holding on to my peace. Now, I want you to anchor this into your body right now. And I want you to say it with such authenticness and authenticity and stick-to-itiveness that it becomes the very fiber of who you are. I'm holding my power. I'm holding my peace because the devil is busy. That ego mind is busy out there. And we got to remember not only who we are, but whose we are and what we're here to do. Yes, when she calls me, I come because she's my teacher. She's not just my sister. She's my teacher. She's my mentor. But I don't like it when she's here when I speak. Oh, you know how it is when you graduate from a class and your teacher shows up just to see if you learned everything that she was teaching you? No, but I mean that with all graciousness. The fact that she would call is the honor in itself. You know that I could be that go-to sister for her, because it takes a lot, as she said. But as we hold on to our power and we hold on to our peace, we know that we are being tested. But in the test, we don't allow ourselves to distract from the mission. Yes, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on out there, but we are the beacons of light, love, and healing. So we can't get caught up in all of the hoopla. We have to be in our preparation. So the thing that I want to share, because it is the talisman of my life, and I try every time I slip up, when I go back to forgiveness, I recognize that all the answers are within me. All the things that happen are self-created. That any lesson that I need to learn, when I, through my thoughts, put it out there, I bring it to myself. I'm sure I'm the only one here that does that, but you know. So I go to that word forgive. And I'm going to ask you, if you would indulge me, just write this down. This may help you too. The F in the word forgive is face your fears. Face your fears. Reverend Sylvia just said, walk by faith, not by fear. We have to recognize, with all the stuff that's going on out there, that we have to be the beacons of light and love and hope and faith for this planet. If we don't, we will perish. But we know better because we've been taught better. We know better because we have a community that shares like-mindedness and well-beingness. So when we can come together as a collective community, we recognize that there is power in our peace. The O is organize your thinking. You need to delete some of them old files. Or you need to add something positive to that. I say there's a difference in being prepared and scared. Organize your thinking around prepare and not scare. You follow what I'm saying? Do those things that you need to do so that you're not left twisting in the wind, but that you can actually take care of yourself and your family. But don't do anything in fear. Because when you put fear out there, what comes back? When you put doubt out there, what comes back? When you put guilt out there, what comes back? So organize your thinking in a way that says, I will prepare, but I'm not going to be scared. All right? Now, here's one of my favorites. R stands for release and let go. Lose control as a good thing. Let it go. You don't have to control every scenario in your life in order for it to be okay. Reverend Sylvia talked to us last week about, would it be okay if it didn't turn out this way? She talked about the luggage. Would it be okay that my luggage ain't here now? Would I be okay? And at the end of the day, if you cannot change your circumstance or situation, release it. Maybe there is a better authority we call G-O-D that can handle this situation in a better way. Let go of control. The other is G. That's gratitude. You woke up this morning. A whole bunch of people didn't. You woke up this morning. Yeah, your shoulder may ache or your knees may hurt. Or you may have a sniffle or a cough or whatever, but by God's grace, when you get up with an attitude of gratitude, you'd be surprised at what might happen by the end of your day. Get up and say, thank you. I became 69 years old this year, and I said, not bad, because I seriously have a Beyonce mentality. That's who I see when I look in my mirror, okay? So when people ask, why do you tell people how old you are? I say, because I want them to know how proud I am. Looking good, feeling good, all right? And giving thanks. First thing I say every morning is thank you. And the second thing I ask is, what would you have me do? Because when you ask God for an assignment, he got to give you the time, the talent, and the treasure to fulfill it. So you keep asking God for assignments, and your life will be better. I is for intuition. Reverend Sylvia talked about that too this morning. Shut up. Sit down. Be quiet. Shush. And when that little brain is going on and on and on and on and on, go shush. Because sometimes you got to tell it to shut up. Because it has its own mind. You say you have a mind of your own? No, 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 no. It is the mind of its own. And you have to learn how to maneuver and manipulate through those echoes in order to tell that brain, not so. Not today. You got that right. Not today. But it is a constant, constant work in progress. And you have to take the time to be still and know I am God. God will not interfere, but God will be there when you call if you allow God to do what God does. Stop thinking you know better than God does. Stop telling other people what to do. They are not your business. Offer your opinion, but be okay with their decision. V is value. Value the little things in your life. Value the successes and the failures in your life. They are all here to teach us. If the bad things that happen or the not so good things that happen in your life teach you nothing else, they teach you not to do it again. Right? Value your successes, and when you succeed at something, the best thing you can do with that success is share it with somebody else. And not in a braggadocious kind of way, but share it and say, look, what I did. I ran the Army 10 mile for my 60th birthday. Ain't never gonna do that again. But I did it. And I did it to prove to myself that I could. I didn't come in first, but I didn't come in last. But I did it so that I could show other people 60 years and older that if I could do it, you could do it too. It is amazing to me what we can do when we get out of our own way. The E is for energy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you ain't singing and dancing somewhere, sometime during the day, every day, you will be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Dancing and singing and body movement produces protein in the body. Cancer cannot breed in a protein-enriched environment. Disease cannot manifest itself in a body that is not produced by protein. Acid creates disease, depression, anxiety. All of those things come from an acid-based environment. Disease manifests itself in that environment. So you want to feel better? Sing a little song, do a little dance. Get down tonight. You don't have to go to the gym. You do single ladies four times. You done 20 minutes worth of exercise. All the single ladies. For real. Get it on there. You know, if you want to set the tone for your work environment, go to work with some music. I walk into my office, 24 karat gold, one of my favorites too, Bruno Mars. I walk in the room, I walk in there with a song playing. So who's ever in a not so positive mindset, they gonna change up when they hear that song. Cause you 24 karat now. You follow? You can change your own environment if you do those things that F-O-R-G-I-V-E will give you. So when you hold your power, hold your peace, it's all about remembering, put back together who you are and what your mission is in this process. Now, here's the deal. You can't walk around here, I'm evolved home, I can do this, I'm all of that. You want to be and show. Jesus ain't brag about nothing he did. He let his actions speak. When you change the way you see the world you see will change. And if the world doesn't change out there, the world changes in here. And at the end of the day, in here is all that matters. This is the sacred space. And years and years and years ago, Marianne Williamson told me when I worked for her and I had this little incident happen, she said, when any situation in your life happens, when you are willing to see it differently, that thing will change. And I had an experience with someone that made a racial slur to me. And she said to me, she said, when racism is no longer an issue for you, the racist will stop showing up. And that applies to anything in your life. When lack is no longer an issue for you, lack will stop showing up. When guilt is no longer an issue for you, guilt will stop showing up. You follow? You are the captain of your ship. You chart your own destiny. It is your responsibility to hold your power, hold your peace, and be everything that God created you to be. And let God handle him, her, them, those, himself. They're his creation and his responsibility, not ours. So when people don't show up and do the things that you think they should do, lose your control over the outcome or the circumstance of the situation in somebody else's life. Master your own. You got enough stuff to deal with yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So as we move into this new deal that's going on out here, we are now, we prepare, we don't scare. Correct? We are good Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all of that good stuff. So we don't inject fear into our environment. We stand in the truth that all things are possible for those who love the Lord, and he will strengthen and guide us and move us through this circumstance and situation just like he has all the other times. We are here by God's grace, nobody else's. So hold your power. Hold your peace and send your love to your reverend, our sister, who holds this ship together so that we can be the instruments of divine love that God sent us here to do as a collective. We're able to do that. And it's my honor to stand up and show out, as she said, for her whenever I am called upon. And today is no exception. Bless you.